Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Well, now that the football season is going into the home stretch, let me ask you, how are you doing on your championship training program? Are you sticking close to the three training rules of Jack Armstrong? Well, if training's going to do you some real good and help you make the most of your natural ability in sports, it's a dead cinch that you've got to be consistent. Plenty of famous coaches agree on that. In fact, here's the straight dope as I get it from Jim Phelan, head football coach at the University of Washington in Seattle. Coach Phelan says, you can't get the best out of any training program unless you stick to it 365 days a year. Keep yourself in the pink in season and out. That's why I'd like to see every fellow and girl who's anxious to be a leader in sports follow Jack Armstrong's splendid year-round training program to the letter. Did you hear that advice from Coach Phelan? You can't get the best out of any training program unless you stick to it. That's why I want all you fellas and girls who train Jack Armstrong's way to keep in training. Today, tomorrow, and right on through the fall and winter. You've got a fine set of training rules to help you do the job. First, get plenty of fresh air, sleep, and exercise. Nothing hard about that, is there? Second, use lots of soap and water every day. Now, that's just plain common sense, because an athlete can't do his best unless he steers clear of germs caused by dirt. And look, rule number three puts you in line to enjoy that famous Breakfast of Champions, the special year-round training breakfast probably more great athletes enjoy regularly than any other dish of its kind. You start with a glass of fruit juice. Then you turn your appetite loose on a great big bowl full of Wheaties with lots of milk or cream. Sound good? Well, it is good. Those crunchy toasted Wheaties flakes hand you a flavor so downright delicious, I know you can't resist it. And think of all the good bodybuilding nourishment you get in a Breakfast of Champions, including every bit of the well-known essential food values of natural whole wheat. Not every breakfast dish can give you all the important whole wheat nourishment you get from Wheaties. And it's the kind of nourishment you want to help you get up and go every morning. Yes, sir, you better stick to Jack Armstrong's training rules and eat Wheaties every morning. It's a winning combination. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Jack Armstrong, Billy, and Betty and Uncle Jim are on board the schooner Spindrift in the night-shrouded harbor of the little Moro village of Cotabango. A fleet of hostile Moros is coming down the dark river to attack the village. The Spindrift's anchor is up and her crew is preparing to hoist sail. The luminous dragon's eye ring, which saved Jack and the others from these same Moros but a short time ago, is shining with its green light on Jack's finger. Melio has been ashore to get some information for Uncle Jim about the missing Professor Loring, and I have just stepped aboard the Spindrift to report to Uncle Jim. Listen.
How's that, Manuel? You say the Philippine constabulary sergeant who hunted for Professor Loring has gone back to Manila?
That's right, Uncle Jim. He gone for dark.
Well, then we're going too, Manuel. We're going to sail up to Manila and run him down. I've got to talk with him.
Oh, we can kill two birds with one stone, Uncle Jim. We can find the sergeant and load our diving equipment to look for Professor Loring's sunken yacht.
Yeah, but sure as shooting, Jack, we'll find Blackbeard, Flint, and Dr. Geppetto waiting for us in Manila.
Well, we've got a fleet of Moro Venas laying for us here. You can see their sails against the starlight now.
You better hurry, Uncle Jim. Moros come fast.
What are you going to do, Manuel? You can't collect enough warriors in town to fight off this fleet of Venas.
We fight just same. Maybe you help, huh?
We want to help, Manuel. After all you've done for us, but... Well, what can we do?
You do a lot, Betty. Uncle Jim sail big boat close to Vintas. Vintas see ring that shine at night. Maybe Vintas go home.
You certainly believe in the magic of that dragon's eye ring, don't you, Manuel? But we'll try it, won't we, Uncle Jim?
We'll do everything we can, Manuel.
Not good, Uncle Jim. Me go now. Me see you in big fight, huh?
We'll be there, Manuel. Goodbye.
No, no goodbye. Me see you after we chase Vintas home. Me go now.
Goodbye, Manuel.
Goodbye, Manuel.
On your toes now. Jack, you and I'll hoist the mainsail. Billy, you and Betty get that foresail up, and then the jib.
Okay, come on, Betty.
Okay.
I'll hoist the sea halyard, Jack. You take the throat. Up we go.
We can't let Manuel down, Uncle Jim. He's trusting us to do something.
We'll see, Jack. It looks as though the Moros aren't going to attack us. They're heading for the village. We'll sail toward them and see what happens.
I've got the dragon's eye ring on my finger, Uncle Jim. The Moro pandita showed that he was afraid of it. I don't think any of his warriors would dare board us when they see it shining in the dark.
We'll soon find out, Jack. There, the mainsail's drawing. Belay your halyards and trim all sheets. I'll take the wheel.
We've got the foresail and jib up, Uncle Jim.
I wish we had more breeze, Billy. There they are, quick ahead of us, right toward the river. See those sails against the stars?
I never realized there were so many Vitas in that fleet.
And they're heading straight for the village, too. Isn't there anything we can do to help?
We'll sail among them with a luminous ring, Betty, and let them see the dragon's eye ring shining in the dark. They believe more than ever in the magic of that ring now.
If we get in the lee of the jungle, Uncle Jim, and get becalmed, we'll be in a bad way. We can't see a thing on the water.
You'd better go below and start the generator, Billy. Then we can throw a bright spotlight around us.
Uncle Jim, that gives me an idea. A corking idea. Why, we can make the Moros believe that the dragon's eye ring has more magic than ever. We can scare the daylights out of them.
What's your idea, Jack? We haven't much time.
We can bring our moving picture projector up on deck. We'll put in that reel of wild animals from Africa and flash it on the sails of the Venus.
Oh, that's
a whiz of an idea, Jack. Just imagine being in a Vita and suddenly seeing a raging lion appear on your sail.
But they'll believe the dragon's eye ring has brought the wild animals to devour them.
How about it, Uncle Jim? Shall we try it?
You bet we'll try it, Jack. Billy, you run below and start the generator going. Betty, you can bring up the moving picture projector, can't you?
Uh-huh.
And you'll find that animal reel on the left-hand side of the movie chest. Quick, both of you. Jack, you stay on deck to help me.
Come on, Betty. Let's go turn that menagerie loose on the Moros.
Uncle Jim, do you think the plan really might work?
It might, Jack. These Moros have never seen a movie. And they all saw how the ring protected Malua from the Pandita's bolo. They're prepared to believe anything about the ring as long as it keeps shining in the dark.
We'll try and spot the Dato's meter. If we can frighten him off, the others will abandon the attack.
Jack, what's that off the starboard bow?
Where? It's hard to see. Wait a minute. There's a dark shadow moving on the water.
It's a war Vita, Jack. They've got their sail and mast down. They're waiting to intercept us as we sail by.
I'll ease out the sheet and we can wear off, Uncle Jim. No, we can't. There's a Vita to port of us, too. No matter which way we turn, one of them will get us.
And if we go straight ahead, they'll both board us.
Let's head straight for one of them and run it down, Uncle Jim.
That wouldn't help, Jack. We'd sink their Vita, but they'd swarm aboard and overpower us.
One of them anyway, Uncle Jim. Let them come alongside. Then I'll flash the dragon's eye ring at them.
All right, Jack. Ease off all sheets. Quick. Here comes Betty with the machine. Maybe Billy will have that generator going in a minute.
Here's the moving picture projector, Uncle Jim, and that real wild animal picture.
Good. Put it down in front of the wheel, Betty. Now plug the wire into the base of the binnacle light. As soon as Billy gets the generator going, we'll see what happens.
Uncle Jim, there's a Vita off the port bow.
I know, Betty. There's another one off the starboard, but farther away.
But we're going so close to it.
Jack's going to hold the dragon's eye ring so they can see it, Betty. It may frighten them away.
Oh, they'll be alongside in a second.
Quiet, Betty. Don't let them see you're afraid. Look at that ring shine on Jack's finger. He's waving it around so they can see it.
But they're not afraid, Uncle Jim. Don't you remember? The pandita said it had no magic on a white man's finger.
It looks as though they're going to board us, Betty. I'm going to bring the helm up and ram them square. Wait.
Oh, what a bright light.
The generator's going, Betty. The movie machine is on.
Oh, look, it's shining directly on the Vita. Look at the Moros, Uncle Jim. They're blinded by the light. They don't know what to make of it.
Swing the projector around slowly, Betty. Keep it shining directly at the Vita. That's the girl.
I'll keep it right on them, Uncle Jim. Look, they're throwing their bolos down. They're trying to paddle away.
They know the ring has magic now, Betty. Even on a white man's finger. Turn the light off. They won't try to board us again.
That was a stroke of genius, Uncle Jim. I thought for a moment they were going to board us.
It was a stroke of luck, Jack. Billy got the generator started just in the nick of time. Quick now, put in that reel of film. We're bearing down toward the middle of the fleet.
Lend me a hand, Betty. We'll get this reel going in half a jiffy.
Okay.
The generator's running smoothly, Uncle Jim.
Go back below, Billy, and stick with it. Keep it going no matter what happens.
Oh, okay, Uncle Jim. I hate to miss the fun.
We'll have the film threaded in just a second, Uncle Jim.
Make it quick, Jack. We're between the village and the fleet now. I think the Dato is in the leading Vinta. He's the one I want to get first.
Here she is, Uncle Jim. Wait, I'll put the projector outside the cockpit so it'll have a clean sweep.
All set, Uncle Jim.
Start it going, Jack. Focus it on the sails of that first Vinta. I'll luff up to kill our headway.
But Jack, it just throws a blurred light on the Vinta's sail.
Wait till I focus it, Betty. There, how's that?
Oh, an elephant on the sail, an elephant charging.
Listen to them, Betty, they're scared pink.
Look, Jack, they're jumping out of the Vinta.
Look at them jump. I'll bet the Dotto was the first man overboard.
Switch to another Vinta, Jack.
Quick, I'll take the next sail. I think a lion follows the elephant. There, now wait till I focus it.
It is a lion, Jack. A red and blue lion.
That's because the sail's red and blue.
Look at him. He's about to leap. He is leaping.
And look at the Moros leaping. They can't get overboard quick enough.
Lay the light over the whole fleet, Jack.
Here goes. Oh, they're turning around. They're letting down their sail. They're starting to paddle away at top speed.
The ones further away saw the elephant and the lion through the sails of the first two beaters, Jack.
And they're not waiting for the Dragon's Eye Ring to send any wild animals over to their boats. No, sirree. Look at them go.
They'll never doubt the magic of that ring again, Jack. Cut the light. We'll let the darkness of night hide their shame and confusion. Turn off the generator, Billy.
I'll bet a million they don't stop paddling until they're a dozen miles up the river, Uncle Jim.
What is it, Betty?
Oh, look. Someone is climbing aboard.
It's Malua.
Don't be frightened, Betty. Only Malua.
Oh. Well, you were so quiet. We didn't even hear your Veda.
You too busy working magic of ring the China night. Uncle Jim, you save Cotobongo. Me no forget. You come back soon, huh?
We're coming back, Malua. We're going to Manila to see what that constabulary sergeant can tell us about Professor Loring. Then we're going to hunt for a sunken ship. Then we're coming back to find Professor Loring.
You keep ring the Chinese night safe, huh? It always guard you.
Well, there's one man it won't guard us against, Malua. A chap named Blackbeard Flint, who's waiting for us with a gang of men and a big black schooner.
Where he wait?
He's probably waiting in Manila to follow us to the sunken reef and to steal the Dragon's Eye Ring.
You be careful, Jack. You need ring the Chinese night. When you come back, we find out where your white friend is. We go get him, huh? No matter where he is, we go get him. Goodbye.
He's disappeared. Now he has disappeared.
No magic there, Betty. He just jumped back into his Vinta. See, he's sailing away. And we're sailing away, too. Away to Manila to find that sergeant and to load that diving equipment.
I bet that isn't all we'll find, Uncle Jim. I bet a million we find Blackbeard and the Black Shark.
Perhaps, Jack. But in spite of Blackbeard and Dr. Chapato and the Black Shark, we're going to find that lost uranium in the Sulu Sea and Professor Loring. Look sharp. We're coming about. Next stop, Manila.
Next stop, Manila. Will Blackbeard and Dr. Chapato be waiting there in their rakish ship, the Black Shark? Dr. Chapato isn't to give up his attempt to follow them to the Sulu Sea and steal that lost uranium. And don't forget, Dr. Chapato and Blackbeard are still after that Dragon's Eye Ring. If they are waiting for them to load their diving equipment in Manila, you can bet there's going to be plenty doing when the schooner Spindrift pulls in. So be on hand in Manila Harbor at the same time next Monday for the start of another thrilling series of adventures that lead to the lost uranium with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, start your championship training program tomorrow morning with Jack Armstrong's training rule number 3. Have a glass of fruit juice. Then wade into a big bowl full of Wheaties with plenty of milk or cream. When you taste that super delicious breakfast of champions, I know you'll agree. It's fun to train the Wheaties way.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try?
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye to Monday for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
He's the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our